listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The number of calls to Lifeline has reached record-breaking levels, with most reporting severe financial stress in the lead-up to Christmas. Lifeline WA takes around 300 calls, texts and web chats from West Aussies every day. November numbers up 66% on the same time last year. It follows an eighth consecutive rise in interest rates this week to 3.1%. The long-awaited abalone season kicks off tomorrow. Thousands of fishers are expected to head to the coast from Moore River to Busselton Jetty from 7 a.m. Chris Peck from Surf Lifesaving WA has some safety measures to keep in mind.
Use a mesh bag so that you don't get weighed down when you've got your catch in your bag. Wearing a long sleeve wetsuit is a really important factor. Wearing jeans, jumpers and boots isn't the right attire to be doing abalone fishing. It'll only help you sink to the bottom. Use gloves and reef shoes.
Strong demand and high prices are driving record spending in mineral exploration. New ABS figures reveal over $1 billion was spent on exploration last quarter, higher than the previous record set in June 2012. CEO of the Association of Mining and Exploration Companies, Warren Pierce, says there's still a way to go in the current boom.
We're probably 2.5-3 years into the cycle, and we've seen a really strong demand across a wide range of commodities. We've also seen prices hold up pretty much across the board. There's been a strong investment interest coming into the junior sector and the exploration end.
To local sport, partly cloudy conditions forecast ahead of Esperance cricket this weekend. The Coastal Warriors are hoping for a win when they take on the Ports. The Ports coming off the back of a loss last round. Catch that one at Gibson Oval at 12:30. While Esperance have home ground advantage for their clash against top of the table Newton, also at 12:30. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.